This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Adam here to give you a little update on the status of Forgive Me. Right now, we are just about ready to wrap up editing on our 13 new episode scripts and move into pre-production on season 3. This story is going to be bigger and better than ever, with a ton of new faces that we are extremely excited to introduce you to. In the meantime, we'd like to introduce you to our friends over in The Vanishing Act. In 1699, at the premiere of his newest masterpiece, renowned stage magician Jean-Jacqueline Lamarck caused the second or third greatest disappearance-related theatrical tragedy in history. In 1932, a prickly German theater artist, an American con man, and an unfortunately named mechanical engineer globetrot from Berlin to Paris to Hollywood, encountering artistic geniuses, secret societies, and plagiarists in an attempt to unfold the mystery of Lamarck's vanishing act, or at the very least avoid doing any actual work. A farce, a heist, a con, a murder mystery, and a disappearing act all at once. The Vanishing Act finds a slew of off-color characters at odds with art, fame, magic, and history in the making. This wonderful series has two complete seasons and is ready for you to listen to now, wherever you find your podcasts. And coming sooner than you probably might think, a crossover episode between our two shows. This Sunday, we'll be releasing Forgive the Vanishing Act, a bonus episode written by our friends Ian Gears and Lauren Grace Thompson, set after the events of both shows' second seasons. If you're already a fan of The Vanishing Act, tune in to see how on earth Father Ben finds himself in contact with the Vanishing Box and what help he has to offer them. If you haven't listened already, go subscribe to their feed and catch up. Right now, check out the trailer for their first season. We promise you, this is a show you're going to love.
1699, a time of civil unrest, non-hair-related salons, and the most innovative stage magic ever seen in a union house.
You know, I don't know if you can tell, but the excitement is palpable out there. Historically, no one's seen anything like this. In 1699, I mean.
That is, until it wasn't.
God damn it, I don't want to die! I have a reservation tonight!
Which brings us to now. Berlin, 1933, a time of more civil unrest, artistic pretensions, and rising evil, where a self-involved set designer...
You see these? These are Lamarck's own original notes on the Vanishing Box. My most prized possessions in the world.
An American con man.
I'll even lend you the cape.
You have a cape?
I have a sheet.
And a mysterious scientist.
Where was it you said you went again?
You can't speak its name.
Ignore their history in pursuit of the mystery behind...
Vanishing Box.
The Vanishing Box.
Vanishing Box. Vanishing Box.
The Vanishing Box.
Vanishing Box.
Vanishing Box.
Vanishing Box.
The Vanishing Act. A rambling absurdity in 12 parts.
The show's about Lamarck's Vanishing Box. I remade Lamarck's Vanishing Box. Nothing could go wrong. All right? All right, punch it.
The Fable and Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU, the Daily Planet's style desk.
Car Talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
Are we supervillains?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my God, he could kill himself.
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No. But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lackey answers to, yikes.